When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You've heard the expression, where there's smoke, there's fire?
Mm-hmm.
Well, where there's twinks, there's mess. And most likely drugs.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, most likely.
Yeah, and usually porn. Not far behind.
Lots of porn.
Yo, it's the end of the twink boat. It's the end of the twink boat charter. We had so much fun with these twinks.
They were the most fun charter.
Definitely. We have a, if it's not up soon, if it's not up now,
it's up by the twink, time this drops.
The twink boat meme.
Twink boat meme. Christine, Sissy Christina came through, y'all.
Because I said, I need to tell Christina, and it dropped my mind, or split my mind. I was like, I need to tell her to make a meme of that, because that was so fun with that song. She did something more than I could have ever hoped.
That's why she's Christina.
Yeah.
Why, she's a producer.
So check us out. Check that out on one of our socials. I'm sure it'll be there.
Great way to promote that. That was a really specific
job. I don't know where it is,
but
if you Google it, I'm sure you can find the socials somewhere.
You can look at that meme on our Instagram or on our TikTok. Our TikTok's
That's
Reality Gay.
That's why we have a social media person.
Our Instagram is Reality Gay. Caitlin just went, fuck, poodle.
I'm sure you can find it somewhere on our socials.
Anyway, yes,
it's good times.
I'm going to be sad that they're gone.
I know. There's a little sadness in me without twinks in our life.
Also, I want to say, trigger warning, this episode had a balloon pop and a stray bird. This was a nightmare for Poodle and I to watch.
The balloon pop did bother me.
The bird bothered me.
This is Below Dick Mid. Below Deck Med, episode 9, Let Me Be Frank. Let Me Be Frank.
He does have nice nipples, nice chest.
I need to do some Instagram stalking. Frank is now with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Was he with that person when the show was airing?
I don't know.
There's something about it, because I was looking at their Instagram, maybe I need to go back further. And also Kyle is with someone now who he met supposedly through Frank. They were friends after.
Well, you know, we didn't add this to the education of twinks is we said that they all did porn, but we should say.
Once you fucked one twink, you fucked them
all. They all fuck one another. They all just keep fucking. They're like, if you're watching Game of Thrones or the new spinoff, they are like all of the blonde people. They just fuck all each other blonde people.
The blonde people? You mean the Targaryens?
Targaryens, yes. They're just fucking all each other.
So.
No, twinks, though, that was not clear. Twinks will fuck a blonde, a brunette.
Anything.
But yeah. They all fuck within their circle.
True. True. Very true.
Yeah. It's where the term circle jerk, it's not.
No. I was of a couple of minds, and I had a I had a thought, and I want to see what you think about this.
Can I just, before you say that thought, yeah. I just want to remind people about live shows. Be sure to go to... God, you would promote nothing.
I'm in a mood today where I'm just like, I just want to talk about the shows. But well, yeah,
they
go
were
ahead.
Good shows.
Live shows. Live Y'all. Shows. Live shows! Go.
Your throat moved when you did that. It was weird. I thought like an animal was going to come out of it.
Well, it has before.
Y'all, come see us this fall on our Double It Tour.
The Double It Tour.
The Linktree link is in the show notes, and you can go to our Instagram or our reality or our TikTok.
TikToky.
Go to that Linktree link, and
the
that's where you can
tickety talk.
That's it. That's all I wanted to
the
say.
The tick to the talk.
Yes. Continue on your point, Poods.
We said this last episode. I kept thinking, Kyle, you're so unprofessional, blah, blah, blah. And then I realized... Kyle's only come out like last week, officially.
Very long time ago, something
and,
like that.
No, maybe very short time.
Short time, yeah.
And he was in a relationship before, and y'all...
But he was in a long-term relationship.
Right, but I'm
just
saying...
they weren't fully out, like it was, yeah, it's...
I want to give him grace here, but at the same time, part of me keeps saying, this is your job, though. But he turns into a little boy.
I'm less bothered. I mean, I'm bothered by that, but I'm more concerned with Kyle talks about Frank like he's his love of his life.
Yes!
They met yesterday.
And that's what feels like a delayed adolescence for me.
It is not good.
He is 14 years old
right
now. And
Frank feels this way too.
Yeah.
By the way, because we find out, y'all, and this is why, I don't know Kyle's issue, but Frank was a fat kid.
How many
he's
pounds
lost,
did he
like,
say he lost?
He said he's lost 30 pounds.
That's not that many.
It's not that much. He probably looked fine.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I was scrolling through Facebook, and one of my friends, who's like this skinny gay guy, said, well, I finally did it. I worked so hard, and I don't want to disparage anyone's health journey. I really don't. But seeing, yeah, maybe you're in your mid-30s, and you probably already weigh whatever, but seeing you say... And this was serious. It took a lot. He put, quote, like, a lot of work, but I finally got a personal trainer, and I was able to lose that 7 pounds I gained during COVID.
He can fuck right off.
He can fuck right off.
He can fuck right off. That's some shit.
I'm like, I took a dump that was 7 pounds last Sunday.
That's ridiculous.
You know what he was? Twink. He's now a twunk. And I'm sorry, that completely halted you. I'm so sorry. It really upset me. I almost unfriended him.
I just think
if it wasn't that he was also a fellow Shania Twain fan, I would have.
Is it that does he think that's a lot of weight to lose?
He had before and after pictures and he looked the same. He just had less ab definition, but when he had 7 pounds, he still had abs.
I guess,
I went, this is a problem. This is some fucking body.
Another thing
shit.
About twinks, there is no realism in a twink's life.
There is not.
Yeah, you live there in a twink world. Yeah. And I think that's just what tells you. That's why Frank is the way he is, too.
Yeah.
You hang out with people who all kind of look like you. Mm-hmm. He is a little bit more of a twunk, a little older. But he might as well be a twink.
He might as well. Uh-oh, the neighbor's vacuuming.
Oh, I didn't actually hear it.
Oh,
that's
good.
Nice.
He is, though, yeah.
But it's this delayed adolescence that a lot of gay men experience where they both became 14-year-old
girls. It makes sense.
Girls.
We didn't get to have that at our middle school dance.
However,
I had to refasten Becky Drummond's banana clip because it popped off in the middle of the Debbie Goodson dance, and someone had to put it on for her.
However, this is not what you don't do this when you're on a job.
You do not.
That is the thing. So, and I saw Tosh just not trying to interrupt him because she saw that he was having such a good time. But at the same time, I was just like, there should be some accountability for this.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I thought we would get it from Captain Sandy, we got nothing at when she's like, Kyle, you know, you can't, you need to go with that line.
I don't think she saw what we saw, though. I wrote, I wonder what Captain Sadie's going to say at the reunion when she sees this.
That's true. Maybe she didn't see it all.
A much stronger reaction.
Yeah. But let's, I just want to put that out there because I can see both sides of this. Why it's like a joyful thing watching him.
I don't actually. I understand why he did it, but I don't see both sides. You're working. It's
I agree. You're working. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I love Kyle, but you're playing with fire.
And it, to me, and it's, I don't think it's this way, but it just,
it's good TV, though.
There's a level of entitlement that it shows that I don't have to do work. Because I want to be with gay people.
I would feel so bad.
Me too.
Having Tosh clean and working while I was hanging out.
I know.
I would feel horrible.
I would find
you already missed a charter because of your tooth.
I would just
like before, right before this.
I would just do my work, then go to bed, then meet Frank later in his bedroom.
Yes.
That's the way it's done.
That is the way. You sneak in his bedroom and you fuck.
And then you don't sleep well the rest of the night.
Yeah, and then you serve them an awkward breakfast next morning.
Yes. And say, you left this in my room. I left a lot more in you.
What's your first teabag?
That was my first teabag. Sorry.
I have a continuous...
More of an overarching note.
I have a continuous teabag. A continuous teabag, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
An
infinite teabagging.
This is going to be revisited throughout the show.
Yes.
One, I'm just going to say this now. Jennifer is Poodle, and Poodle is Jennifer.
Oh, I love her. That's tough lesbian energy.
One. They have the same hairstyle.
We do. Very similar.
We will continue later. Okay. What's your next teabag?
I kind of want to talk about, you know what? We'll go back to that. Oh, there were so many things about how Kyle was flirting. And
I can just say my next little one is, like Poodle, they're not all about you. This isn't about Jennifer. Liam buys his clothes from Amazon.
I love a good Amazon. A good Nomasa pair of shorts.
Poodle loves buying clothes from Amazon.
When he said, he's like, oh, it's so nice and expensive. He goes, Amazon. I about died. God, this is the thing. Twinks are funny.
They're fun.
You just forget.
You just want to be around a twink.
I do need to say there was one part
bright-eyed and non-bushy tail.
Yeah, that and hairless.
That it's always smooth,
there,
y'all.
There was one during the Water Olympics. Mm-hmm. The twinks were wearing. Of course, they were wearing crop tops. They were cutting them off. Anytime you can cut off clothing, a twink will.
There, we have never had a longer segment of people devising outfits for an event.
It was very important.
It was very. We had a very long. At one point. Natalia, she looked in one of the rooms and went, Mother of God, what a mess, y'all, because nobody's messy like twinks.
No, twinks love mess.
Oh, God.
And drugs.
It's like twinks, sorority girls,
yep.
And then just like...
heroin addicts.
Heroin addicts, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the level of mess.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. So there was so much work. It was like, I never knew this. I just thought you cut a crop top off. You just cut it.
Not in a twink race.
There was a debate on what level do we cut the crop.
How low do I cut my crop top?
How high do I cut it? Is it low or high? What does it say about me if it's too high?
I just love it when they just start hitting each other with water noodles. I could watch footage of that.
Pretty funny.
And
a lot of things people don't know about twinks. Very few gays are more competitive than twinks.
That is true.
If you haven't,
mostly for men.
Oh yes. If you haven't seen five twinks circling around a wolf top like sharks in the water.
Oh my God!
That gave you an image. You've seen
they fight
it
to the death.
Oh yes. I want that dick.
We'll see who gets the dick first.
Not great. Almost. No, you kind of got it.
Yeah. I think I have an irregularly shaped roof of my mouth.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. So.
So what did you think about, at first, I was, but what do you, that's another thing too, is this crew doesn't really, the guest really, the charter doesn't really know its own place in the boat. I would never ask a charter or people working on a boat to changing their pajamas and hang out with us.
No, this is a lack of knowledge about how service works.
And I get that. I feel like, y'all, I am not used to a lot of those type of situations. Classist service, we both have talked about, makes us both uncomfortable.
Yes.
I would not be uncomfortable. I would want them, I could see myself saying, oh, y'all just be a friend. But I'd have Poodle grabbing me by my arm and yelling in my ear and saying, you don't do that on this boat.
Yeah, I would.
There's not anybody on this boat to do that.
The other thing, what's weird is they want to include as many people as possible because Twinks love a party. Everything is a party.
They do.
And the more that's in, the more the merrier, like orgies.
That's why they become good wedding planners when they grow out of twunkness.
Yeah.
When they become.
Or interior designers.
What's after Twunk? Twink, Twunk.
There is nothing for Twinks after that. Oh. They just fade away.
They dissolve like an Endgame. They just dissolve
like
into ash. But not ash, it's just glitter. That's where we get glitter, y'all. We get
when
glitter
dissolve.
From past on Twunks.
Yes. They just shh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then in another version of the universe, they're alive. So, there's this one, the other
It's
thing,
a lot, because a lot of it, I get you're looking, so much of this is Kyle.
Yeah.
And his neediness, I get that.
But I want to also talk about, y'all, Dave's Black Pearl ship cake. If we thought Dave might be gone, that's not going to happen.
No.
You know why? Oh, Dave, that's a beautiful cake.
Do you like it, Captain Sandy?
That's a terrible accent. I swear, it's just beautiful. Everything about it, it's just gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah, you're just so good. You're so good.
Thank you, Captain Sandy.
Y'all, Dave's here.
He's here
to stay.
I loved it with Captain Sandy. I've seen a ship, and I've seen a cake, but I've never seen a ship cake.
There's nothing that I love more than ships and cake.
That's what she said.
God.
How do you think she ate that cake in her cabin poodle?
Face first. She probably kept going back, oh, Dave, it's so good. I can't be around you. I can't be in these charter with you much longer. I'll gain 11 pounds. Then I'll have to hire a trainer, so I'll have to lose it during COVID.
It's true. What was she watching on TV when she ate that cake, Poodle?
Falcon Crest. Reruns.
She likes the shoulder pads.
It feels, yes.
It's like a manly silhouette
and
on a woman.
And the theme song is very, very, very energetic.
God, I love that theme song.
Oh, starts with a trill. Anything that starts with a trill, fags love.
That's just so very true. Excited.
our assholes start twittering. Anything, we're just like. We start spinning.
We do.
Our assholes start trilling.
We do. No, we're going to take a commercial. We'll be right back. Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No, see... now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in Me Undies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with Me Undies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, Me Undies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And Me Undies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, Me Undies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of Me Undies? It's on Me Undies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at Me Undies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. Me Undies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify.
With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
All right, back to my continuous teabagging. Did I not say last episode that Jake is that bitch that during a wine pairing, he will ask for a vodka soda?
I screamed during this.
Y'all, evidence number two. There's still more of this continuous team. But by the end of this, you're going to say to yourself, that was actually Poodle on that boat.
I have a lot in common with her. I really did.
More to come, ladies and gentlemen. More to come, and people.
The thing about it is, if I said this, I say this a lot. If it wasn't for loving penis, it would have been so easy for me to become a lesbian.
Because it's not that you dislike, but you have nothing. It's just you love penis so
much. I love penis. It's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. It tells too much of a special place in my life. Yeah.
Didn't know you're calling your ass your life now.
So I want to talk about this section when Kyle and Frank are talking, and it's the last night, and maybe it is just the sureness in which Kyle talks to Frank. And I think to myself, I think, how do you, for someone who's just come out, how do you have, even though you were in a long-term relationship, where do you find this? He says, last night. He's like, it's not the last night. Trust me. Not for us. And where do you lose any bit of awareness that you're not going to see them? You still have a charter to do. You still have a rest of a season to do.
Yeah.
That's why it feels like he's 14 years old.
Oh, yeah. It's.
And I feel a lot of empathy for that, but at the same time, I'm like, you're an adult. Still. You're
No, it's even when Captain Sandy was talking, basically they do the event thing and they're finishing the mini Olympics. And Captain Sandy, like,
Kyle,
back to work. But Kyle's like going down the slide and she's starting to, like, the fact that my captain would even have to say back to work to me.
Yeah. I was appalled.
I would be shocked that I said that. I love it too. This is a great edit of this show when she says, when you work, you have to respect yourself and have respect for the industry. And cut to Kyle just walking out in a red one piece bathing suit with his balls hanging
yes.
out. That made me guffaw.
I'm telling you, he's a good time. He will probably be hired on another subsequent charter because the camera loves him. But
yeah, he's handsome, yeah.
This is professional. This is a professional issue. I wonder if I think he's skating by, and I can say this as a gay man, he is skating by because he's kind of a gay clown.
And yeah, he gets entertainment. Because
if this was a woman, this was a woman to an all-male charter,
I think, doing this, or a straight man.
Exactly. Captain Sandy would have lost her shit.
I think he does get a lot because he gets a pass because he makes them laugh.
Yeah.
And all gay clowns, y'all.
We're two of them.
They're sad.
That's true.
They're sad.
I'm kind of sad on the outside, though.
Well, and it's
I'm like one of those French clowns.
Yeah.
Those pretentious French, like, Commedia dell'arte clowns.
But they're... there, and y'all, by the way, I'm sorry, from a previous episode, y'all have come at me. I apologize for ever mentioning clown porn.
I told you not to look at it.
I learned the hard way. Some of you have told me you ended up Googling. We told you not to after I Googled
it. I scream, don't do it.
Don't fucking do it.
I will take my advice. We're not saying don't do it just because, like, don't do it. We're saying you'll have nightmares.
I've had them.
This is like watching The Ring.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know I don't like scary movies. But it's coming to bite him in the ass because
it's fucking worse than the Army Hammer documentary. I watched one of those episodes. Holy fuck, y'all!
There is. By the way, I meant to say this.
I like twisted shit. That's twisted.
I haven't watched it yet. I don't love that kind, but I feel like I will just because I have to watch it.
It is twisted, especially episode one.
There's an interview, y'all. Casey did an interview with
the producers.
With the producers and director.
You know who's in it? Fucking Ryan Bailey. Ryan Bailey was in his...
Really?
Ryan Bailey was in his acting class. And I was like, I know that guy. I'm like, that's Ryan Bailey. I reached out and I was like, Ryan fucking Bailey, you are on... and I was like, tell me everything.
Did he?
No, not yet.
He probably said, who's this?
That is not true. We are friends.
Y'all are. You kind of have a straight crush on him.
What do you mean straight crush on him?
Or a gay.
I'd bang him.
He's not gay.
Doesn't matter. When has that mattered to me?
That's fair.
Yeah, we're all pink in the dark, y'all.
Wow. Wow. Whoa. Wow. All right, everybody. Wow. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Ryan Bailey. Anyway, y'all, check out Kay Casey's interview.
And check out Ryan Bailey's... check out Ryan Bailey. We're talking about Ryan Bailey's podcast.
What? I'm blanking on the name.
Fuck! If you want to ask me...
Look it up. So good.
So bad it's good.
So bad it's good. That was going to say.
So bad it's
so good.
Good
it's good.
I've
so
guessed it on a couple times.
Bailey. Yes, you have guessed it. Anyway, so I was going to say. So we, you know, they wake up the next morning and fucking Talia freaks out because there's a mess everywhere because they stayed up. It was just Tosh working.
And she has complete reason to freak out.
Do you think? And see, here's the deal. Why, you know, this is before we saw. Was it the end of this week where we see, like, next are coming up on Below Deck Down Under? They show our Below Deck Med. They show kind of like what's coming this season, but
yeah. That was at the end of this episode.
Yeah, we saw that, but we talked about last week how I feel like Tosh and
right.
Talia are going to come at each other.
Yep.
I think this is the beginning because Tosh is like, oh, it's just a little cleaning up. And I went, so why are you giving Kyle the pass? Is it because of I think maybe the gay clown thing?
You mean for Tosh?
Yeah.
I think it's that she said that she doesn't want to be a cock block. She wants to be everyone's friend. She would rather, I think also, but part of her avoidance situation, she doesn't want to be a bad guy. She'd rather let it diffuse itself out. And then finally she's like, Kyle, we have to go to bed. Until it had already gotten too long.
Ugh.
She's a terrible chief stew.
She is, and a sissy said terrible. Actually, she's had tons of. She's been a chief stew for like 5 years.
Oh wow,
five charters or something like that. I do not think she's good.
She just ugh.
I just want to say, Liam looks fucking gorgeous as Bambi.
Did you hear when he's like, "Do you're padding on?" Because of course the twink asked that. He's like, "No, it's all me.
It's all me." And it is.
My next one, you know.
Oh no.
I think this is time for a Below Deck Theater. And this is happening when Dave and Tosh are talking.
Oh God.
We are.
What are they talking? This is when they talk about.
This is when we don't have to be friends.
Oh, they have the talk.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'll be playing the role of Tosh. Maybe one other character who may come in through text messaging.
Great. I'm glad this was discussed.
Yep. I'm telling you now.
Barbecue sauce.
So, so I'll be playing Tosh. I'll be playing Dave.
Hello. Hi.
Hey,
hi.
Dave. Hi. Dave, yeah. I need to talk to you about something.
You want to talk? What do you want to talk about?
I
want to
talk. You know, we don't have to be. Hold on, just a second. Hold on.
You got a text?
Hold on. Yeah, I just need to say it's from my grandma.
Your grandma?
Hold on.
What is it?
Tosh, let me know when you can talk.
What?
It's just no. It's
your grandma? Your grandma?
Yeah, she wants to know.
I thought she was dead. Thought she was passed.
She's sending me something from the other side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
so yeah, we got to work together.
I just want to.
You know,
I just
want to
say.
And what? What's that again?
That's me, auntie. She's sick.
Yeah. Which auntie?
Tosh, I really want to make this work with you. Please validate me.
You told me your auntie doesn't use the phone ever.
This is my other auntie. Oh. She's in jail.
Oh, okay. Wait, we can work together. It seems like you got a lot
you
of texts.
You are my life.
That your auntie texting you?
That's the bill collector.
What, you told me you put everything on automatic payment.
My roommate left and now it's all a big problem.
Okay, well, so I think... Getting a lot of texts there.
I need you. You need to come home right now. Tell me everything is fine. Love me, please. I am an endless pit of need.
You seem like you're busy. You want to talk later?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, probably a good idea.
And scene.
Whoa.
Okay. Talk about moving from one shitty situation to another.
You know what I wrote? They're the same person.
Yep. Dave and this new boyfriend are the same.
They're the same. So she has a type. Literally.
I have absolutely no sympathy for Tosh. Zero.
I mean... this woman is in a pattern.
She's ill. She is not right.
She needs to just... This is someone she cannot stand being alone.
Yep.
Cannot stand being
alone. Woo, y'all. Those texts were disturbing.
Creepy. She's working.
Yep.
On a boat.
And he kept saying, I need to hear from you.
Y'all, when you work on a boat, I feel like very similar, like, when you're a summer camp counselor or when you're doing a job that's intensive, that when you work, you work.
Yeah.
You don't have downtime.
Captain Sandy's going to have a lot to say about this.
Not good. I hope she's broken up with this guy when we talk to the reunion. Of course, I worry who she's going to get with, but y'all, she needs to be alone. She needs to be single for like 3 years and get used to that.
I don't know if she's going to be able to do that.
Because I don't think she can, like, have fun with guys and just fuck them.
No, she can't.
Whereas Natalia's like, she said, my longest relationship was 17 weeks.
7 weeks.
Or 7 weeks. I wrote 17. 7 weeks. And I went, okay.
It's long. That's a long, long relationship.
Long relationship. Seems like why. Because she's like, I have trust issues.
No shit. Anyway, the one other thing. I'm not going to say anything much more about Frank and Kyle, but they keep saying things like, you know, he talks about recently losing 35 pounds. They're hugging. Mm-hmm. He's got his hands all over him. And
Frank is really giving me his heart as well. And I went, you met yesterday.
And they haven't. And this is the other thing, y'all. How much time could he have spent with him?
Like collectively, probably 3 hours.
I was. Yes.
Yes.
I don't get it. And then at the end. So I think that's why this when they were like at the end when they met them to go out.
Before you get to that.
Yeah.
I need to finish my continuous teabag.
Yes, continuous teabagging.
My continuous teabagging. This is our final and third. How do you say three in French, poodle? Tres. Yeah.
Trois.
Teabag à toi. That's what it is. Our teabag à toi.
Troisième, the third. Troisième.
Storm is cleaning up and moving a cord, and he said, oh, excuse me. I just don't want to hurt you. And Jennifer looks at him and says, please do.
Oh, I thought that was Liam.
No, that was Jennifer who said that. And I went, this is Poodle in disguise.
I wrote that down. Yeah.
This is Poodle's haircut, a fake face mask. You were on this boat. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong.
Oh, I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you meddling kids. It was me on the twig boat all along. I was the one trying to get Frank and Kyle hooked up, and I would have gotten away with it too. Yeah, I really felt a real simpatico with her. Okay. Every single scene. I mean, she was saying things, I'm like, Jennifer does it again.
You really are a lesbian with short hair.
You really are. Yeah. It's either lesbians, we enjoy each other's company, or they need to destroy me because I'm a threat. It's one of the others.
When you did not have a beard, lesbians hit on you. For real, y'all.
I was hit on by lesbians.
He was a woman.
Yep. Especially when I was kind of young and I was a little heavier, a little rounder.
A little rounder?
Yeah.
Anyway, that is my teabag.
We have the same taste in music, too. So, before we go to the end, also, y'all, Storm is bosun.
Oh, yeah. We forgot to talk about Storm. They finished the trip.
Which we Storm called it. We called it last week. We knew it was going to happen.
We knew it was going to happen. It was good. I'm happy. This, except for Jason. They're really all gelling really well. Jason's not. He's like, I feel like an outsider. And he keeps showing up fucking 5 minutes to his shift late. I'm like, how can you be late? It's not like there was traffic. You just walked the steps.
How much longer is he going to last?
I can't imagine him on two more episodes.
I think two at the max.
Yeah, I just feel like it's not going to happen.
He's harshing the vibe for everybody.
Because, like, we've got, y'all, remember we forgot about Courtney's raps.
Oh!
That was so...
She is a joy.
She's a joy to watch. That was just, I thought, we have the juxtaposition of sad Jason and then Courtney raps. Get off the boat. Anyway.
Yo, Courtney raps. So, y'all, they're meeting the charter out, which people, they've done this before on Below Deck, especially with charters that they like.
It feels weird. It feels like, remember when at Belvoir, when we were teaching camp, and like, there were some girls, they came to visit. They had graduated camp. They had left camp at 6, but they came when they were like 18 or 19, but the bar was 21 and they got in the bar with fake IDs.
Yes. And we were drinking with them.
When one of the main counselors, Bethany, started crying because it made her so uncomfortable.
Yes. And I loved it. I was the first one to buy them all drinks.
I loved it too. Simone, she was great.
What does that say about us?
Yes, true. But I kind of did feel like Bethany watching Kyle and Frank look at each other and talk about all what they were going to do in life. I just wanted to cry. It made me feel gross.
I think I didn't. It didn't make me feel gross. It just made me say, this is so foolish.
That's why I just went, this, what are we doing? This isn't real.
I think they were trying to sell it to us as real. I did say I kind of laughed. I was able to enjoy it a little bit when he's like, I love you. And he could kiss in the street.
That was stupid. Well, you just ruined the way it was built up, y'all. They were on the street and they're hugging. And Kyle said, are we going to kiss? And they said, no, we're not going to kiss. And then
that's why I ruined it, because it wasn't a big,
it was very sweet and dramatic.
Sorry.
And he said, we're not going to kiss. And then he gets in the van. They are driving away.
Says, I love you.
And Kyle opens the door and says, I love you. And the van stops. The driver doesn't know what's happening. He runs to Frank.
And then Richard Gere carries Deborah Winger out of the factory.
Lord, lift us up where
not
we
Lord,
can fuck.
Love.
Where the eagles fly and the twins don't die.
They don't vaporize.
Y'all, that's the show.
What did you? They made out. I did laugh and thought that was kind of sweet.
I thought that was sweating.
I just kept thinking, was this show trying to sell us on this is a brand new relationship?
Yes.
Was this show? Come on.
Yes. 100%. 120%.
That's so interesting, because from what I know about, I would have seen if that person that Kyle was kissing would have been just a guy who wasn't around with that group, or someone who was more his age, or wait, actually, Frank is older than he is. But someone who either lived in the same place or had something a little bit more in common, I think I'd be okay with it. But it was just so out of nowhere, and it was completely based on physical beauty, it seemed like, mm-hmm. especially at the very beginning.
Yeah.
And I don't
You've
know.
You've never started a relationship based on physical beauty?
Next question.
That's the show, everyone.
I don't like to be corrected in that way.
Y'all, you can find us on our Instagram and on our TikTok and our Twitter.
There was one thing he said. It's like, I want to take you on an Amtrak ride. It was just such a weird thing to say.
It was weird.
I sound like an old crab.
You've never told a man you wanted to take him on a ride?
Oh, lots of times.
Again, y'all.
But I think they are doing the full romance. That's not me.
Yeah, we got that. The full romance for you is the full spread eagle.
Exactly.
That's romance.
Number 17, the spread eagle.
Boom. Y'all, that's the show. Go to our Linktree link for live show tickets, and we'd love to see you out on the Doublet Tour this fall. Until then, y'all, we'll see you next week. So until next time,
it's Anchors a Gay.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.